We ready? I'm both. Okay. Now we'll get started. We have everybody present, and we're going to start with some new business that we have tonight. There has been a group of people that have contacted me and asked if they could come and speak to our committee, and I was going to turn the floor over to them to kind of explain a little bit about what their position is, what their proposal is, and just kind of go from there. It is concerning the animal shelter. And so with that, Ms. Lori Quinn,
yes,
if you don't mind explaining a few things to us.
Not at all. Hey guys, I am Lori Quinn, and I am a board member of a newly formed board. We are the Faulkner County Animal Coalition, and some of my lovely board members have showed up tonight as well. And we just wanted to kind of tell you guys a little bit about who we are. And we are a group of business folks here in the community. We have banker, lawyer, community volunteers, people in the construction field, business, nonprofit, law enforcement. We have a former shelter director, and we have the director of the FFA here as well. So we've got a good group. One of the things that's different about us is we are not, we're very business focused. We don't, most of us in this group, with the exception of one or two, we do not have a history with animal rescue. We do not have a history in that, but we have an interest and a love for our community and for this shelter. And people like me who are lifelong Faulkner County resident, this has been an issue my entire life. And so we have seen this long-term need in our community. And what we hope tonight to do is just offer an option for you guys to consider to possibly partner with us to help oversee the administrative duties of the shelter. And we feel like that's kind of been kind of the holdup in some of this. The shelter, we would also help provide the community opportunities that they can get involved financially to support the shelter with ongoing fundraising and revenue opportunities, which I also feel like that's kind of been a piece that has been missing. And there are many of us on this board, including myself. I've been a part of a capital campaign in our community where we raised over $3 million to fund the Haven House here in Conway, and we were able to facilitate that, get community folks involved to help fund that. We also have met with a consultant who has 20 plus years experience. She's been involved in running rescue shelters, animal related nonprofits, starting these from the ground up. She knows more than any of us about how that works and what to do and how to get the resources. Again, tonight we just would like to offer our organization as an option to the court to consider to move forward. We have been at an impasse for so many years on this shelter, and we just feel like a business-minded group of individuals who are formally organized, who sought out an unbiased expert in this area, and who are ready to help build an ongoing fundraising opportunities to sustain our shelter would offer a fresh and needed approach to allow our shelter to become a reality. So that's kind of where we are, and we are open to any questions that we may be able to answer. We may not be able to answer all your questions, but we're happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. I'll start, of course. I always have questions. So this is not, it is new, but how long have y'all been working on this?
We've been working on this a couple months, and we have met, as you know, some of you all in this room. We have reached out to you. We've talked to you. We've also looked at and done some research. What is the history of this? How long has this been going on? We know we have funding here, and how do we make it work? How do we get it started? And so that's kind of where we were hoping that we could step in and kind of bridge that, you know, and kind of bring a different perspective.
This isn't so much a question, I guess, just a comment. And it sounds like this is the plan that we've kicked around, right, as a committee, that we've talked about the 501(c) being formed and then a board coming to kind of run the things, right? And if I'm remembering correctly, the last time this got brought up, we were asked to come up with more of a formalized plan, or that's what the committee had asked for, and that's what this is, kind of a plan to move it forward.
I mean, I hope you're asking me, Judge, I mean,
I guess I'm just like, what is the goal of tonight?
So I mean, tonight is they came to me and asked to present themselves as an option. You know, if we're going to move forward with the shelter, the court has said the county doesn't want to run it. And so we have to come up with some different options of organizations that are qualified to do so. And I think that's what this is they are bringing forth this option. And correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a whole process that has to be followed with the qualifiers or whatever for that. But that would be further down the road.
Right. Sure, Madam Chairman. Yes. So one thing that I would just say to the committee is keep in mind that, yes, this would be an unassailious group. We appreciate them. Visit with Lori and Brian, Officer Williams. Or should I call you Chief? Right. a little bit this morning, and I know that several of the group that's here tonight, many of whom we know, have put a lot of work into this. They want you to become comfortable and the judge's administration to become comfortable with their capabilities and their ability to run that as an independent organization. They have not been selected through the RFQ process, which we will go through. We'll drive that with the judge's office, but at the same time, judge's office can't do that without your blessing and your funding and policy statements. So it's really, at least so far, I've mentioned three groups that will have to work well together. One of them would be the third party that operates as a board and hires and oversees a director who oversees the daily operations. So it can be a little confusing, but unfortunately you have a little bit of a chicken versus egg situation where, well, do you go ahead and select that independent board and let them go to work, or do you go ahead and build the thing and then ask them to come in with no input in the construction process, and then maybe even more importantly than that, do we ask the court to sit aside and just kind of play tiddlywinks until the end, until both those things happen? And we know that's not realistic and not the best way to approach. So we suggested that they visit with you, get you comfortable with, number one, them, and then number two, how an organization like that would approach and run an operation like this. But they'll need to be selected through, you know, they'll need to apply, and that entity will need to be selected through, could be either through an RFP process or RFQ. We're leaning toward an RFQ process. Not going to get into the weeds with all that, but basically they would lay out their qualifications and ask to be selected to be the organization that runs that, the independent, third-party, nonprofit to run that. Then once selected, that organization would enter into a contract with the county whereby they would operate it, agree to use county funds in a way that you would deem fit, and that they would hopefully, as they've laid out for me and our staff today, and they hope to do with you tonight, is share their vision with you to multi-source funding for that operation. It's much, can be much bigger than what we as the county can afford to spend there. So they and we wanted you to hear what a vision like that looks like. And I know that's confusing, but it is a confusing situation with a lot of moving parts that all have to kind of work at the same time to arrive at the destination. So I hope that didn't confuse you, but there is order. It's just that this is one piece of it. And I'll be here available to answer any further questions you might have. Thank you all for coming. Madam Chairman.
I'll ask this just because I don't honestly know who exactly to ask, and I think that's been part of our impasse of where we're at as a court, as the public, as the judge's office. What is our next step? What's gonna break the impasse? What's gonna come first, the chicken or the egg? We dealt with that.
Or maybe we have an omelet and we just make it happen together. Because I would just say in our research and our discussions, one of the things I know is
you know, we've discussed, we've seen the public online discuss, why isn't this happening? Y'all bought this building. What's going on? So we want to see some progress. We want that for everybody in this room and everybody who lives in our county. So if we make that and we move forward, I know if we have a consultant in place who's writing job descriptions and who's working on staffing, she's got to be able to tell those people when they can start work and what's going to happen. So we can't have a never-ending, you know, situation. So for us, we would need some of that to kind of work together. Also, our consultant, and I would say, and there may be somebody in this room, it's not me, it's not most of our board members, but someone who knows how to finish out the shelter. I mean, to finish out, do you know how high outlets need to be in an animal facility? Do you know where the water, this, you know, how high does the sink need to be? Where in a surgery room do certain things need to go? So I certainly wouldn't want us to finish this whole thing out and then we haven't consulted with a person who can tell us of those fine details that need to go in there so it doesn't have to be redone. So I feel like there's definitely a part of it that can get going and get started, and there's lots of tear out and clean up and things that need to be done. But I would say at some point, we would want those people that know more than we do about what the specifics are in that room, that specific kennel room or that specific work room that it would need. And so I would hope we would want to make the best use of those tax dollars and not have to redo, not have to rework, and kind of just be working together at some point. Some point we have an omelet. I don't know where that is, but at some point we can't just keep staying two separate things. We gotta come together. And that's just kind of my brain, how I look at it and how it makes sense to me. So
thank you. Is there any other committee members that have any questions?
Yeah, maybe comments, questions, but I appreciate y'all doing this. This has been what I thought would be the best approach to this for a long time, as a private entity leasing the facility from the county and then operating it without being micromanaged by the county, where the county's not, we're not spanning government, and you're providing the service that the county has wanted for so long. There's a voluntary tax. I just tell you, I for one would be completely willing to vote to appropriate that entire voluntary tax to whatever's left over after we fund whatever we have to do with the sheriff's department for this animal program too. But to pay y'all to run the shelter, I mean, that would be, if that came up, and this is the judge's area to do, this is not ours, but I would be perfectly willing to take every bit of the leftover in last year's animal shelter tax and hand it over to y'all for the operating of the shelter, if the judge deemed y'all the ones that were the most capable, most competent, and most prepared. I appreciate this approach. I think it's the best approach. I thought it's the best approach from the beginning. I appreciate the judge entertaining, but I don't want to step on his toes or into his pool, because it is his decision to make who is going to end up operating the shelter or how that's going to happen. But as far as I know, we as a court have expressed an intent to build out the shelter to some degree, maybe not finish it completely, but with the money that we set aside from the ARP program. And so if this came to pass, you would have a shelter that I think y'all contracted with architects and everything. This would be operational.
That has not been done yet. That money would have to be appropriated.
But we've seen plans.
Yes.
It's not appropriated, that's what I mean.
Right.
But we've got the plans in place and we've got the money set aside. We haven't appropriated it yet.
Correct.
But I'm willing to appropriate that. I think the courts express its intent, its willingness to appropriate that, I think, is what I was trying to say. Not that we've appropriated it, but they're willing. So, I mean, I'm all for this, and I appreciate y'all putting this together, and I look forward to not that I'm saying the judge would choose y'all, because there may be...
We're just proposing an option tonight, as an option.
If the judge did choose you, your group, and say, y'all are the best ones, I would trust his judgment on that, and I would be willing to fund this. That's my position on it.
Yes, and I would just add that, because I want to circle back and answer your question. I appreciate Justice Allison's sort of take on that. He's a very experienced member of our quorum court and has a great handle kind of mechanically where the separation of powers and the three branches of government we have. So I appreciate that. It probably helps them to understand it a little bit more. Mechanically, though, probably what needs to happen next, in answer to Justice Coates, to Chairwoman's question, is that
we will put out an RFQ, a request for qualifications. Entities will, third-party nonprofits will submit their qualifications packet for us to consider, and we'll review that. That is a judge's office function, but as you see us here before you today, we understand that, look, I mean, you as a body have got to be on board with this because you fund it, at least the county's portion of that. So we're not going to operate in a vacuum at all. We'll bring you guys along during that process. I'm really excited about what I've heard, and I appreciate them coming here. It's probably not the funnest thing they've ever done. It feels like being called on the carpet or something, but we appreciate that. This is government in action. We'd love to have this thing done 3 years ago. That's just, you know, it's a big step forward, and it's not really simple. So I appreciate the pace of progress here. You as a body would need to appropriate construction funds for us to probably begin construction, which is a separate process from selection of an operator, I'll just call them. But we're also aware that it probably makes sense to bring them along the way. You know, they need to have input. If an entity is going to run this thing, it's probably best that we not do the facility construction remodeling and then toss them the keys. They need to understand really the remodeling and to a certain degree have input with that. So it is a county facility. It will be a county facility that will be provided to this operator to run. But the operator ought to have a say in that facility and in that remodel. So anyway, it's kind of separate tracks, but they need to sort of make progress together at the same time. So main goal for tonight, just in my view, and then Phil, Randy, Tom, view, and is to give them an opportunity to meet with you, get you comfortable with speaking to a third-party operator. What does that mean? What does that look like? Do they have vision? Do they seem capable of the policy decisions of their own nonprofit, third-party, separate from county government? And so I think, just personally, I hope to hear more from them and have you folks on our committee and then later full court to learn more about this. So to get more comfort, if you're asked to appropriate money, you know, are you there yet? Do you have the comfort that you need and the confidence in that approach to do that?
Any other comments from the committee members, questions, other JPs?
This is Robert. Just another comment. One of the things that I really liked hearing from Lori was talking about the fundraising, because I think that is a huge piece that we've struggled with and are worried about. How is it going to run? Okay, we build it. We have all these things in place. How does it keep going? So I know some of these board members personally and professionally, and cannot think of a more capable group of people. So
that's what we tried to do, is just what has been out there. There's been some good things. There's been people with lots of passion and lots of heart and caring and wanting to get things done, but we also have to set a little bit of that aside and think like a business a little bit too, and think about how did we run this. And most of us have run businesses. Most of us understand that piece of it, and I think we've got a great group that can make sure we stay on track. And not to put words in our consultant's mouth, but also we have visited with her, and she's thought of things. She's done crowdfunding. She's done all kinds of things to, you know, secure a vehicle for the animals transport, to do different things like that. There are so many ideas we can't even think of that she's already done, experienced, knows how to do. And that's the thing that made me feel comfortable. Because, again, I don't get paid to do this. This is a board I serve on, as I have many others. And to me, and I think our whole group would say, this is the most confident I have personally felt with things actually moving forward and us having some good key players in place. So,
thank you. One of the comments that I want to make, too, is that some of the things that I keep hearing from the public And when I spoke with some of the board members, and then some of the things that the court has said in the past, is that we're at an impasse. Nobody has faith in each other anymore. And I think it's omelet time. It's time to mix everything together and put forth a good faith effort from the court, from us. People are tired of working towards fundraisers or, you know, whatever their operating ideas or whatever, when we have no money appropriated to build the facility. So as a court and as a county, it's time, in my opinion, to step up for those people that need this service. And we have options as far as, you know, ways that we can operate it that are not going to be all of us, meaning the court, cleaning kennels and worrying about who's going to drive the animal control van. So that is one of the things that I would like to bring up, is I really feel like the court needs to put forth a good faith effort. And we've done that with the resolution and the allocation, but I truly feel like it's time to move forward with the appropriation. Other JPs, do y'all have any questions, comments?
Can I have one?
Yes, Justice Grady.
Since I can't be heard. The administrative that y'all could do as a board, I know you have to have money and seed money, I'm assuming, will come from the ARP funds. Is that correct? Or are they all going to be used for the remodeling of the building?
We'll wait on the microphone.
There we go. So I think as originally envisioned, first of all, you as a quorum court, this committee, by recommendation of the full court, definitely has a say in that. I think thus far what we collectively have kind of agreed on is like, hey, we have this facility. We also have a balance of volunteer funds already collected. Some of those were used to buy that facility, but there's a balance there. This body, and our office was pleased to see this body allocate ARP funds, or Federal American Rescue Plan funds, to the remodel of the facility with the goal of providing that body and the whole animal shelter approach with as much of a chance financially as possible, in the form of that whole balance of volunteer funds that still remain there, mm-hmm. and then the volunteer tax revenue stream Justice Allison mentioned earlier, which could, by their appropriation each year, by the way, be dedicated to the operation of that. And our idea was, if you remember, we wanted to set them up with enough funding to at least run 2 or 3 years without raising the first extra dime.
That's right.
As a way of ensuring financial success until they could get their fundraising programs up. I'm not an expert in that, but just the idea of a capital campaign, or the idea of an endowment, and the idea of regular fundraisers each year. One of the things that I like so much about that facility, it's not at all, as we know, Justice Coates did a dissertation on it, it's not set up for this at all. And so we're going to have to spend a lot of money, a lot of the public's money, that could otherwise be spent elsewhere, like right here in this building, it has busted pipes in it.
Yes,
this is a major
taxpayer animal tax, volunteer tax, was given specifically for the animal shelter, though.
Right, and we're using federal funds that are not those funds to remodel the facility.
And we voted that they would be.
the volunteer tax will definitely be used by this facility, and then you as a quorum court voted to go above and beyond that and use federal funds for that were provided here. And a great vote of confidence and acknowledgement to the people who want an operating animal facility here, animal shelter here. So anyway, I think the idea is let's give this thing a chance. I know we've seen the outcry from the public, and look at this board. None of them have to be here. And we've seen others who are not involved in this board that have given greatly as well. And let's give this thing a great opportunity to succeed while being responsible with the public's money. And I think y'all have done that. I think you've done a great job. It's a great approach. It's not as fast as anybody wants, but I think it's the appropriate pace right now for where we are. So I think the next, you know, you guys have mentioned, you know, an appropriation for construction, and that would be
for early construction funding needs, you know, architectural and construction manager, construction, you know, to spend on that construction of that facility. In addition to putting out an RFQ, if we hear that you're ready for us to proceed with an RFQ process, we'll get that out post haste. But that's two separate tracks. And I think at the end of the day, our goal is to have a functioning facility and then an operator to manage and run that facility with as much chance for financial success as possible. I think we've all either said or heard over and over repeatedly, this cannot be something where this entity comes back and asks for county money next year. I think, Lord, you mentioned, hey, we don't plan to come back and ask for a vehicle. You know, we don't plan to come back and ask for this. We have our vision for fundraising, and I'm telling you, that's something I have an appetite to hear, and I think you'll see that out of the quorum court. You know, we need to get this thing up and running, but at the same time, we've got to be responsible for every other area of county government. And I think what the court has agreed to appropriate is entirely perfect. I really do. So, anyway.
Any other JPs? Questions, comments? Yes, Todd Pearson. Or Justice Pearson, I'm sorry.
Thank you all for being here. I'm not sure exactly
if I have a direct question, more of just a thought that I'm thinking about. I appreciate you coming forward with the idea and the proposal. I think it's a novel solution, and I look forward to exploring further. We have a pot of money available for, you know, construction. We have a pot of money available from the voluntary tax that's accumulated that could help fund operating costs. We have a little bit of ongoing year-over-year annual income from the voluntary tax that will continue to come in. But, you know, that's not going to be enough to run this indefinitely, and as I'm sure you're all aware. And just from my initial perspective, you know, if we were to work with a nonprofit organization, the board of directors for that nonprofit would not be a rubber stamp board. They would be a fundraising board, and it would have significant responsibilities to help make sure that the operating budget continues to grow, because it won't come indefinitely from the county. There's just not enough revenue there to make it happen. And so my thought is, you know, we have a pile of money that can help kick it off, get it running 4 or 5 years, I don't know how long. And the thought is just, how can we leverage that to ensure that whichever, if we go this route, nonprofit entity doesn't kick the can down the road year after year and actually puts in the work to unlock those funds, to match those funds, so that they don't just dwindle the pile away, and then 5 years from now we're out of money and they didn't raise any money and we have to start all over with zero. So my thought is just to be thinking about that in some way. I'll be thinking about it a lot myself. It's just a way to, you know, strategically work together where you guys are putting your part in, okay, that unlocks this much more. We can, you know, just some way for us as a court to be able to consider that and to be thinking about that. So again, not a question there, just a more of a comment in what this makes me think about.
That's exactly what I brought up when I was approached with bringing this before the committee. Was I myself did not want to see this start and then fail. That is not what anybody wants to see. And when I started looking at some of the people that were on the board and visiting with some of them, the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. And when I look at this people that are here willing to take on this endeavor, the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. You can see where the business-minded and the fundraising history has come from. And that made me feel so much more comfortable knowing that they have, you know, experience in doing this, because I sure don't. I don't know that, you know, that's not our job is to fundraise, but several of these people that are sitting here tonight do have extensive history in that.
Yep, I agree. very pleased to see you all walk in the room today. And my I guess one question to follow up would be, after the RFQ process, I assume that there would be some type of contract between whatever entity we enter to an agreement with. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. In fact, we'd have to hear,
you know, some more. I would just encourage, you know, the executive office to consider that, you know, maybe in that contract you can have some sort of stipulation that, you know, that requires X amount of dollars we fundraise if that's possible, or just some type of language that helps me feel a little bit more comfortable that whoever, if we go this route, whoever we contract, they have to have some skin in the game, you know, throughout the process, and just show. Like I said, I'm not questioning y'all's integrity or your willingness to do this work at all. It's just, I would say the same thing no matter who walked in the room tonight. So,
I think, I mean, my response to that, Madam Chair, is, you know, I think that's actually not unreasonable. I think that's a good suggestion. I wouldn't presume to start throwing out pre-contract negotiation requirements or anything like that, but I think just the notion of maybe some requirements, you know, on the soft end of things, like requiring that you have 3 fundraisers a year, 2 more specific ones, which he somewhat alluded to, is like, hey, when you raise, you know, you get the first, I don't know, $50,000 or $80,000 or whatever a year, you'll get more, presuming there's no volunteer tax there. You'll get more if you demonstrate you can match on a dollar-for-dollar basis or something like that. So I think there's a full range of, you know, probably reasonable suggestions there that certainly we'd love to hear your thoughts on that, on what makes sense, what's reasonable. And then I think, you know, the reality is watching that year over year is something that we fear we do a budget every year. It's a significant amount of our core court's time, our administrations in every executive's office, and so we look at it year over year and we start seeing that going down. There will be we'll have increased focus on that. I don't think that'll happen. I don't think anybody, including Justice Pearson, got some great suggestions, but I do think it's probably responsible government if we, you know, if we say, hey, golly, how do we, you know, what are some requirements we can have?
And I just want to say that obviously we're not even to that point as far as a contract, but that would be up to you guys to set that where you're comfortable. But to answer your question, we have talked at length about sustainable fundraisers. We know, I think everybody in this room knows how passionate everyone is about the animal shelter. So my plan is to ask all those passionate people to put their money where their mouth is, and I'm not scared to ask anybody for money. They won't tell me no, that's fine, but I'm going to ask them. So I think we've got a different approach. We also have the opportunity, and we've discussed this, there are grants available. We can't even consider those because we don't have a shelter. So there's a lot of things out there that can do some sustainability. Our plan, we don't want to see that fund go away. We want to be able to use it smartly, use it to get going, and then be able to replenish that and keep growing where we've got a budget. And that director, whoever that ends up being that we put in place, that'll be part of their job as well. You know, that'll be part of what they do, not just running the shelter, but also having a vision for that as far as with the board working with us and making that happen. So we've definitely discussed that, and we 100% agree with you on that. So,
all right, before we close out our meeting, any other questions, comments, concerns, other JPs?
Sorry, I have one more.
Yes, Justice Pearson, go ahead.
Procedurally, I guess my question would be for you, Judge Johnson, if it's all right. Let's say hypothetically you issued an RFP, made a selection. Would you envision an appropriation from this body needing to come before a contract is signed, after a contract is signed? Where does the details of that contract, I feel like, would be highly relevant to the rest of the process. How would that work?
Well, I mean, personally, I think my first look at the entity's involvement in construction is probably limited. That's just my inclination. I'll keep an open mind on that. I think they need the opportunity to provide input. So, hey, yeah, we like those plans. As a consultant, we have this suggestion. Our consultant does, and that we're not sure of. But, hey, you might want to look here and there. We know Justice Coates has done extensive research on the requirements, along with others, on how you set up
an animal shelter, and I am certainly not qualified to do that. Now, we'll shepherd the construction process like you would expect us to do and all that, but I think to get to the point of your question, I think it makes sense. It's two separate tracks, but I think they need to sort of advance together at the same time. I think are they needed to help sign a construction contract? No. But should they be involved in looking at the plan and saying, yeah, this is wasteful, we don't need that there. I think those two separate tracks, the construction and then the selection of an operator who will then have their own timeline that they've got to deal with, like the selection of a director, temporary director, permanent director, what events and so forth. So
I guess my question is, what I'm talking about though is let's say the county stipulated that you had to raise X amount of dollars, just hypothetically. And with something else we had addressed previously was the need for an entity like this to be able to prioritize or make sure that they can work with the sheriff's department and the issues that they have and making sure that that is in there too. It's that legal relationship, and how it's defined that I just have questions about how that would work. I don't need an answer right now. That's just something I'm thinking about.
All valid points.
I think a lot of us feel that way. There's just a lot of questions. This is a work in progress. All right, if there's no other questions, concerns, I will move forward with our agenda. Any other announcements? Any other comments? All right, that's our meeting for tonight. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.